Soulful.
Welcome to the Higher Self Activation Podcast. My name is Ligia, and I'm here to help you find trust, let go of control, and see more aligned results with less hustle. We will bring the cosmos and multidimensional consciousness into the here and now, making energy tangible and easy to understand. Now let's get started with today's episode. Okay, so before we start today's episode, I invite you to call in, hold in your mind's eye, remember, connect with something that you're worried about right now. Something that you feel it's pending, something left to do, something left to fix or change, to worry about. And now, I want you to think back to, let's say, January, beginning of this year, and try to remember where you were at. At that point, what was something that you felt worried about and that was there in your mind, maybe nonstop, something you were thinking about constantly? Once you have that, let's go back to 10 years ago. Think back to at some point around 10 years ago. Try to remember 10 years ago was just, we were entering 2010. Where were you? What were you doing? How was your personal life, career? How was everything at home with your body? And just try to check in and remember how you felt back then. And same thing. What was something that was constantly in your mind? What were some of the worries that you held back then? And if you could easily picture something, have an answer for all these scenarios, you will feel how it's never about the thing. And when it comes to overthinking, mental hustle, worry, that pressure to do or to fix something, that feeling like there's almost always something to take care of, it is never about the thing. If that's an energy that you could tap into and it was there, putting things in your mind, redirecting your focus, putting your attention on something external that kind of quote-unquote needed fixing, it's because it's never about that external thing. In itself, worry is energetic, and you will find something to just cling onto and justify itself. So the never-ending to-do list, that feeling like once A is taken care of, then you will feel free. When I get this one done, then I will relax. Once I accomplish that other, then fill in the blank. And at the end of the day, that final sigh of relief never really comes, because after A comes B, then C, and it just keeps coming. It's that feeling like, how is it possible that it seems like there's always something else left to do? There's always something pending, something else that needs your attention. And this is a reflection of where you are operating from when it comes to consciousness. Again, it's never about the thing. If that was the case, it wouldn't be a pattern over the years. It would be something attached to a specific, to a particular situation or a phase in your life. Or let's say that one point on your to-do list, this one goal that you're working towards, and you're worried about that right now. So if that was the foundation, if that was really the core of the energy behind the worry, once you got that done, that's it. Right? Now, to really sustain peace of mind, sustain flow and ease and all those amazing things, we gotta go deeper. And we have to work on the core. It's again that example that I love to use when we're looking at a mirror and you don't like what you see. And then you can punch the mirror, try to make the image different, and you try to adjust and change things on the mirror. And of course, what you see doesn't change because you're working on the reflection. You're working on the mere reflection that you see, that you're just looking at. Now, that's coming from somewhere. And the long-lasting shifts, the real transformation happens when you go to the core, when you go to the source of the image. And here, we're talking about overthinking and worrying. Let's detach from the thing that you are worried about right now. Let's detach from the numbers, from the dates, from the change in your life that is happening, right? Because at some point, it's going to be a career move. And then, do I want to get married? Maybe I don't. And then it's going to be something else. And then it's going to be about your kids. And you see that, like I said, worry is energetic. And no matter what your life looks like, as long as that core is there and it's where you're operating from, it will only find something else to cling onto and justify itself. And it justifies itself by saying, okay, I'm here, but it makes sense. Of course it makes sense that I'm here. The worry. There's this thing. There's this big gap in your life that needs to be figured out. So it's okay. It's okay to have this worry. It makes sense. And that part of you unconsciously makes that correlation. As long as there's something externally that can justify in some way the presence of this mental hustle, it just makes it your default. Your outer world can transform 1,000, 1,000,000 times, and this worry will just find something new to cling onto and justify itself. It will make you look at it and think that that's the problem. This is what you should change or fix. And it's really not. You save time and mental hustle by acting on the core. And what is so, so common is that we get so caught up on the things and that you work your ass off to change the thing because your logical mind and ego says, this is the problem, right? I'm looking at this, I'm focused at this one point in space and time, and with my physical senses, I can hear and see and touch this tangible thing that is in front of me right now. Therefore, this must be the source of all worry. And you work, and that triggers action. And you go and you do. And you feel like doing, changing, showing up, forcing, pushing to change that thing. Only to realize that the feeling like something's lacking doesn't really go away. Even after you changed the thing. Even with a different job. Even with more money. More money, less money. It's not a thing problem. It's a vibrational problem. And I'm going to say this again because it's super important. Your worry and your overthinking is not a thing problem. It's a vibrational problem. You can connect with the energetic source, with what is really behind your worry, with the source of that image, where the image is coming from and not the mirror that is just showing you the reflection. And this awareness is the first step. It's so liberating to know that this thing that might be causing you all this worry and all these quote-unquote problems in your life right now, it's never about that thing specifically. It's very liberating to look at your biggest problem right now, the thing that you wish to change or fix the most, and remind yourself that it's never about that. This thing might feel like such a huge deal right now, but it's actually not at all the source of how you're feeling. And if you're feeling discomfort, disturbance, misalignment, it's not about the thing, even though your logical mind will make you look at it and think that it is. It's energy manifested in the physical and not the other way around, right? So it's tapping into that energetic core of what is making you feel like there's something lacking, something that hasn't been integrated, and just notice in your physical experience where this is reflected, knowing that you're always looking at the reflection. It doesn't make any sense to seek to change those external things and expect that energetic core to change. The reflection is the byproduct. So the first question to ask yourself here, well, not really the first question, we already went quite deep, but a reflection that I invite you to just hold space for is, am I focused on the byproduct? Am I focused on the reflection? Am I focused on the final result, the consequence of something else? Am I just looking at the physical manifestations, the last stage of creation, and getting caught up in those? Or am I going to the source? And you can always bring your awareness back and remind yourself, oh, this is what I'm doing. I'm focused again on the facts, the number, the things. And you know that this is not where the mental hustle is coming from. Then one exercise that is really eye-opening to then get to the core. You're like, okay, I get it, you bring your awareness, but what is it then? What is the real source of this worry? You understand that it's not the reflection, but then what is it? And here's what you can do. Find your quiet space, set your sacred space for meditation, take just a break for yourself in a room where you'll be alone, connect with your breath with both hands on your heart space, and first stay there for a few moments. Really take time to connect, to set intention to connect with your heart space by just feeling your heartbeat, the sensations on your palms against your chest, your breath. And fun fact, by just shifting your attention to your heart space, you're already amplifying the electromagnetic field around your heart. So this is science and pure vibration amplified. Then when you feel centered, you can move to a quick visualization practice. And I invite you to visualize, to really see in your mind's eye, feel in your body, what would it feel like to suddenly receive all the little details, all the pieces, all the elements of what your ego might hold now as that perfect scenario, the quote-unquote perfect scenario. And see what that is. The body, the household, the income, the shifts in your career, all the things that might be taking space right now in your field and that you're worried about, all those things that you visualized in the beginning of this episode, and feel them suddenly being solved, done. See someone handing that to you, that perfect scenario, the money, the things, the shifts, everything. You suddenly have it all. All those external needs are met. All those things that feel like the source of your worry are taken care of, done. And all at once, here, there you go. And really pay attention to that slight gap, to that first reaction and the thoughts that come up before it just feels really good and exciting. When all of that is handed to you all at once, in a second, that's it, done, and you're just receiving all of that, really pay attention to that first conditioned instinctive reaction. How do you feel? Is it maybe a sense of too good to be true? Whoa, you feel almost a bit scared. This is too much. Maybe you feel like looking around and going like, me? Are you sure? Is it my turn? Do I really get to have this? Maybe you just hold all those things and you feel awkward. Okay, that was easy. What do I do now? And it feels a bit empty in a weird way. Do I just relax now? And there's nothing else to just keep moving for? So really explore your body's response in that moment, during that slight gap. Notice your shoulders, any tension, your eyes. Notice if you look down, if you look to the sides. And just hold space for whatever reaction to come up. Explore them. Explore the thoughts and this initial, sometimes resistance. That's the core. That's the source of that constant worry before it finds something external to just cling onto and justify itself. Your mantra, it's not a thing problem, it's a vibrational problem. This month, I'm also hosting open masterclasses that go in depth into the energetics, the embodiment of letting go of the mental hustle, releasing the pressure to do everything yourself, and really operate from trust. So this is completely free to join, and I will leave the link for you in the show notes. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll see you here next week. I hope you loved today's episode, and if you did, please don't forget to take a minute and leave a star review or a comment on iTunes. I create this content from my soul to support yours, and this makes all the difference to help my message get out there and reach the people who need to listen. I really, really appreciate it. Thank you for being here, and I'll see you in the next episode.